Astara smiled.
Knowledge is good for you, right?
Not always.
Still holding his own lightsaber, Ben stepped toward her and the grotto entrance.
Some knowledge destroys.
Don't be silly. Knowledge is just memory and thought.
Despite Vistara's bravado, she paused at the entrance to glance back at Ben and at the unlit lightsaber in his hand.
How can it destroy anything?
Ben remained where he was.
Has your mother always been faithful to your father?
Vistara scowled at him.
What business is that of yours?
It isn't,
Ben admitted.
But what if you knew she hadn't been? Would you be obligated to tell your father?
Of course,
she said.
He's a Sith Saber, and she is... Well, she isn't.
And what would happen then?
Mistara's eyes went hard, revealing more about Kashyyyk society than she probably realized.
I see no point to your questions,
she said.
My mother would never be unfaithful to my father.
Of course not. But if you knew that she had been, you'd be obligated to tell your father.
Ben paused, then added,
And that is knowledge that destroys.
Just one example.
Are you sure you want more? Are you sure you're ready?
Vistara glanced toward the grotto entrance, and her expression turned more thoughtful than troubled.
The pool of knowledge can do that? How?
Ben saw his mistake at once, of course. To the Sith, no knowledge was forbidden, no mystery better left unsolved. To them, it was all just information, to be gathered and utilized in their pursuit of galactic domination, which meant they could never be permitted to enter the pool of knowledge. Ben and Luke would have to stop them. And Ship had known that when it brought the Skywalkers and the Sith here together. Ship wanted them to fight.
Vistara, Ben said. You're going to have to trust me on this, but we need to back out of here and think about what we're doing.
Vistara barely glanced back.
Nice try, but the only place I'm going is in there.
She swung her lightsaber toward the grotto entrance.
With or without you?
Hold on, Ben extended a hand. Think! Why did Ship bring my father and me along?
To help us find the pool of knowledge, of course.
Ben waved at the cave entrance.
Does it look like you needed our help?
So I got lucky,
Vistara said.
It happens.
Ben shook his head.
You know better than that. Ship put us down right on top of the pool of knowledge. It wanted to make sure we found the grotto quickly, so we'd all still be relatively close together.
A light came to Vistara's eyes.
The ambush my father warned against.
In a way,
Ben said,
Ship is trying to start a fight between us again. Between your side and ours, I mean.
When Ben said no more, Vistara cocked her head slightly and demanded,
What are you keeping from us, Ben?
Plenty, Ben replied. And that's not going to change. But trust me, it would be better for everyone if you just forgot we ever found this place.